Chapter 2. September 2027. The worms being distributed by Symbogen were definitely Dr. Kale's work. Her fingerprints were all over their baseline genetic code, at least according to Nathan, who understood that kind of thing. It looked like a long list of amino acids and DNA chains to me, all of them scrolling by so fast that I wouldn't have been able to follow them across the screen even if I hadn't been dyslexic. Still, I had no reason to doubt him when he said that no one but Dr. Kale could have done the core work. My original specimens had a very limited amount of human DNA at their disposal, and it was specifically DNA coded to the human immune system, said Dr. Kale. It lessened immune response, which made it more likely that the body would view the worm as a friendly guest and not a hostile interloper. It allowed for a better bond. It was intended to make things, I don't know, easier, better. Between that and the toxoplasmosis, there was a very good chance that nothing would be rejected. I frowned. I know all this. Why are you telling me things I already know?
Because she doesn't want to think about the things that you don't know yet, said Nathan. Dr. Banks has been a busy boy.
We don't know that it was Stephen, said Dr. Kale sharply. She turned to glare on Nathan. The lab protocols at Symbogen have been lax ever since he decided that he'd rather play rock star than stay chained to a desk doing science. There have been a lot of opportunities for unethical people to tamper with our work. And what, Mother? It's somehow worse if the man who blackmailed you into deserting your family is the one who made the changes to the genome? Is that the piece that finally proves you made the wrong choice? Because I think you, of all people, should be willing to accept how unethical he is. Nathan matched her glare for glare before turning his back on her, focusing on me and saying, "The amount of human DNA in the newest generation of worms has more than doubled, and there have been some changes to the toxoplasmosis samples as well, although we haven't had time to figure out exactly what those changes will mean."
"It's worse if this was him, because he knew better," said Dr. Kale. "Out of everyone in the world, he knew better." This felt